to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Christmas songs. It's a Christmas in whatever edition of Motown Memories. Whatever means that depending on when you listen to this, Christmas could be close or far away. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Yu Mesquita in the Union of South Africa, Diana Ross, Twistin' Kings, Les Sallies, Lionel Richie, The Temptations, and Rare Earth. All coming up the next half hour as we feature six Christmas songs in the Christmas and Whatever edition of Motown Memories.
Playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, then
Oh! This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross, a beautiful song, theme from Mahogany, parentheses, Do You Know Where You're Going To, parentheses, that reached number one in the U.S. Billboard charts in 1975, and before that, a very unique song by Hugh Masekela and the Union of South Africa, didn't chart, released in 1971, it was called Weary Day Is Over. And we start with Stevie Wonder, a beautiful Christmas song, Someday at Christmas, released as a 45 in 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring six Christmas songs in the Christmas and Whatever edition of Motown Memories. Well, coming up, a very early Christmas song by a group that labeled itself as the Twistin' Kings. Well, the Twistin' Kings are really an early version of the Motown house band in Detroit from the 1960s called the Funk Brothers, and it featured Thomas Beans Bowles and saxophonist Ron Wakefield with Joe Hunter anchoring and boogie-woogieing. Barry Gordy was happy to jump on the Twistin' Mania bandwagon. Of course, Barry is the founder of Motown Records, and the fact that it was linked to Christmas was immaterial. At the time, Chubby Checker's hit version of the Twist was number one the previous summer, and it found itself in the theme of high society playtime, and subsequently at number one slot again in 1962. By the way, the Twist with Chubby Checker was the only record that ever hit number one twice, both in 1960 and 1962. Well, here are the Twistin' Kings with Christmas Twist, right here on Motown.
Everybody's doing the Christmas Twist. twisting in the Yuletide.
Christmas twist, it goes like this.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
I'm gonna sing a little song for you now. Gonna make you clap your hands, stomp your feet, and as a matter of fact, it's gonna tear you open. La 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 la.
Thank you.
Lionel Richie with a great song, reaching number 7 in the U.S. pop charts from 1983, Running Through the Night. And before that, the LaSalle's, a 45 that didn't chart, but it's kind of interesting. It was originally recorded in 1962 by Stevie Wonder, and that was called La 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 from 1966. And we started with 61's Twistin' Kings, also known as the Funk Brothers, and that was Christmas Twist, again from 1961. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 6 Christmas songs. Coming up, the 3rd of 6 Christmas songs from The Temptations, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, Motown annually released a seasonal single and sometimes an album since Christmas Twist by the Twisting Kings. The year of 1968 was no different. The LP was called Merry Christmas from Motown, and it was a collection of mostly previously issued tracks, plus 2 new recordings by The Miracles and 3 by The Temptations. 2 of the Temptations track, the one coming up, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the flip side of the 45, Silent Night, Holy Night, were issued as the only 1968 Christmas single. They were, of course, instant classics, and both made it to the special Billboard Pop Ton charts, albeit a year apart, and continue to chart for years. Well, here are the Temptations with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right here on Motown Memories.
You know, there's Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. Oh, but do you recall the most famous reindeer?
The people, but the people let me down. So I turn
Rare Earth on the Rare Earth record label, which was a subsidiary of the Motown record label. That was I Just Want to Celebrate, and that reached number 7 in the U.S. pop charts from 1971. And we started with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by The Temptations from 1968. This half hour, we featured 3 Christmas songs. So coming up after the break, we'll hear another 3. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.